Welcome back to Trinity of Building. And we were talking about how does one build oneself up? How do you build the body of Christ? And how do you build your personal relationship with Christ? And I said that there was a Trinity of Building, which consisted of three building blocks. And the first building block that we're going to look at now is how you build your personal relationship with Christ. And of course, if you don't have a personal relationship with Christ as having come into a saving faith and knowledge of Christ, that is the first step. But I'm assuming that those listening have already considered themselves born again of the Spirit. If you haven't, I would urge you to ask God, God, what is this born again thing all about? Read the Gospel of John and see what Jesus said to Nicodemus about that. On the assumption that you already have a personal relationship with Christ, it doesn't stop just at salvation. It goes a lot deeper in your faith, and sometimes we can confuse the things of God with God himself. But the first and foremost building block is your personal relationship with Christ. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 7, from verses 21 to 27. And Jesus is talking, and this is what he says. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Very sobering words. You know, when there's storms come and the floods, and boy, are we ever in that time period right now, especially with this COVID thing. Lots of flood waters seeking to overwhelm us, winds blowing in every direction, mental health, you name it. And if you're not founded on the rock of Christ, like that house that collapses, you could be in trouble. It's certainly a time where we must be super close than we've ever been to God. Now, you can't get any closer than the Holy Spirit who lives in you, for sure. But the closeness I mean is your awareness and your proactive relationship with him, your intimacy with Christ. So that when these storms come, when these things rock, you know, you're standing on the rock himself. And interestingly, before this, the Lord has said, you know, not everybody that calls me or says, hey, you know, remember me and done all of these things for you, am I going to say I knew you? Because his words in verse 23 is, I never knew you. Depart from me. So the question really is Christ knowing you. He has to know you in such a way that your personal relationship with him is established because you have personally been keeping it a go. Now I know, just hear me out, people say, well, are you talking about losing your salvation? That's a totally different discussion in the context of what I'm saying. Is many people who have been prophesying, casting out demons, doing these amazing things, it's kind of shocking to hear these words. God knows the heart. So he knows your heart. It's not the outward appearance. Man looks at the outward, but God looks at the inward. So I'm talking about your innermost being. When you're alone by yourself, remember God is with you. That's the true test of a person's character, is when you're by yourself, who you are, what you think, and all of that. And I'm talking about the importance of not ignoring the Lord. You know, the church in Ephesus was called the loveless church. It was neither hot nor cold. It was lukewarm. And Christ said, it were better that you were cold, because I could at least warm you up. And it were better that you were hot, because that's just great. But when you're in this lukewarm state, it can be a dangerous position. All the outward appearances of church and churchianity and all of that stuff. I'm not trying to make you feel depressed or beat you up or bring, we're better than you, you're not good. No, it's just a reminder. Don't let the things of the world move you out of your personal time with Christ. You must take the time to spend some time with him and the Holy Spirit in quiet solitude, just you and him, and allow him to do what he does best, which is to know you. You know that song, Getting to Know You, Getting to Love You? Well, that's the human version, but certainly in worship with the Lord, in times that you spend with him. And it's not just 15 minutes of daily devotion or 5 minutes of scripture reading. It's a constant 24-hour engagement. David said, if I lie down, I'm talking to you. I'm paraphrasing here. If I go down to Sheol, you're there with me. You know, Brother Lawrence used to wash the dishes and they practiced the presence of God every single day. Where he went, everything he did, he was with God. It's a habit you must form, not from rote and not from just trying to work it up, but just genuinely saying, God, I want you. I hunger and thirst for you. So the first part of building block number one is Christ knowing you. You don't want to hear, I prophesied in your name, I cast out demons. You don't want to hear, I never knew you, depart from me, because you neglected your first love to the point where he doesn't recognize you. There are times when you're going to drift. Of course, there are going to be times when you can't do the things you'd like to do consciously. But be aware of it. That's what I'm saying. Please be aware of it. The next passage comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. I'm reading from the ESV this time. And it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. This was David's song of thanks, and that segues into what I was just saying. Seek his presence continually. It's not just a half an hour here and a 15 minute there, and because we're so busy and consumed that the tyranny of the urgent crowds out the important. But seek the Lord and his strength. When you do that, you have the strength of the Lord to strengthen your faith, to strengthen your relationship, your intimacy with him. But you must seek his presence continually. So you must be proactive in this matter. The third scripture and final is Psalm 119, verse 18. This time I'm reading from the King James Version. By the way, I've only chosen a few scriptures here. There's tons that speak about your intimacy with Christ, with taking the time to proactively engage with him on a one-on-one. Psalm 119, verse 18. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Naturally, a part of knowing God, of being more intimate with him comes from the Word of God, the Logos written word that we have. That is indeed one way, but it's not the only way. Worship, music, tons of things, conversation, constant conversation. That's what prayer is with God in everything, so that it becomes as habitual as breathing in and breathing out. You don't have to think about, do I inhale now? And okay, wait, let me make sure I exhale. It just comes naturally. In him, we live and move and have our very life. We breathe. So with every breath, if you practice these things, you will do well, is what the scriptures teach. So ask God, open mine eyes, Lord. Remember Elisha prayed for Elijah. Elijah prayed for Elisha, open his eyes, Lord. You can pray the same thing. We sing that in church. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Pray that. Lord, open my eyes. Not only just about the knowledge of what the scriptures teach, the law, which is about the Torah primarily, but the law written on your hearts now, the new heart, the circumcised heart, the spirit of the law written on your heart, every letter of it written on your heart, fulfilled in Christ, not abolished. But ask the Lord to open your eyes, not in legalism, still in the grace of the Lord, but functioning as the Holy Spirit gives you unction to do the things that he asks you to do, or to drop, as the case may be. But when you ask him to open your eyes, you will see him in the Spirit, and that is an amazing revelation. The question really is, Lord, who are you? You want to know his character, not just his instructions, not just the law. A lot of us get confused with, I wonder what God is saying to me to do today. Yes, there are things to do, but it's about his character. He wants to know you. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's why Jesus said, I don't know you. It's about intimacy. Adam knew Eve. That same know and knew is the same interpretation for intimacy. You want to know who he is, his character, all the multifaceted, omniscient, omnipotent, everything about who your God is, the Father, the grace, the mercy, the judge, the lion, the servant, all of those things. You want to know who he is as a person, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son. That's the end of building block number one, which kind of ties into the Trinity of building. That's the Father, about knowing the Father's heart for the most part. Father, I pray that those listening will hear your voice saying, I want to know you more. Let that be the cry of their heart. And then reveal yourselves, Lord, as they ask you to open their eyes, that they cannot only see the instructions that you have given, but who you are as a person. This I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.